Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today is Tuesday, the day in our rhythm that keeps us in sync as a community where we study the Bible together. This week we're studying the book of Nehemiah, a book in the Bible that tells the story of a man named Nehemiah who led a huge undertaking, a huge project to rebuild the walls of the city of Jerusalem. This was a huge project. The city had fallen to enemies before. The people of Jerusalem and Israel had been sent into exile and had been living under Babylonian rule for years now. But the time had finally come where the city could be rebuilt. There had been long enough, they had lived peacefully under Babylonian rule long enough that Nehemiah was interested enough and passionate enough about this that he wanted to approach the king of Babylon to ask him for permission to go back and lead that project. So here's a small excerpt from when Nehemiah asked the king for permission to go and rebuild the city.
In the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was before him, I took up the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had not been sad in his presence, and the king said to me, "Why is your face sad, seeing you are not sick? This is nothing but sadness of the heart." Then I was very much afraid. I said to the king, "Let the king live forever. Why should not my face be sad when the city, the place of my father's graves, lies in ruins and its gates have been destroyed by fire?" Then the king said to me, "What are you requesting?" So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said to the king, "If it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, that you send me to Judah, the city of my father's graves, that I may rebuild it." And the king said to me, the queen sitting beside him, "How long will you be gone, and when will you return?" So it pleased the king to send me when I had given him a time. And I said to the king, "If it pleases the king, let letters be given me to the governors of the province beyond the river, that they may let me pass through until I come to Judah, and a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the fortress of the temple, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall occupy." And the king granted me what I asked, for the good hand of my God was upon him.
Well, there we see him getting permission to rebuild the city of Jerusalem, and much of the book of Nehemiah is spent in detail outlining how the city was rebuilt, how Nehemiah led people, how he got the materials they needed, how he provided protection to the people while they were rebuilding. And it's a fascinating read. It's fascinating to see how this kind of a project was undertaken so many years ago. If you've got the time, I'd encourage you to read the whole book of Nehemiah. It's not terribly long, but obviously longer than we're really able to read or even summarize here today. Now, Nehemiah was a cupbearer, and that's how he had access to the king. He would have sat at the right hand of the king, brought him wine, and tasted the wine before the king drank it. This was how the king protected himself from assassination attempts through poisoning, by having a cupbearer. It was a very important and trusted position, somebody who had a lot of access to the king, and if he was really wanting to, had the ability to assassinate the king himself. But Nehemiah clearly had built up a level of trust with the king over many years. This kind of access opened up a huge opportunity for him to ask the king's permission to rebuild the city of Jerusalem, something weighing heavily on his heart. But you can also see that he's also the right man for the job. He's not just a guy who likes the idea of being in charge of a big project. No, he's already thought this through. He's got the skills it takes, because the minute the king gives him permission, he starts listing off things he needs. He needs timber from here. He needs letters of permission so that other rulers don't give him a hard time. He's actually thought through some of the steps that are going to go into this. So he's more than just a renegade who wants to take on a pet project. He is the right man for the job. And really importantly, we can see how he's acknowledging God at every step of the way. Throughout his request to the king, he's pointing to God rather than himself. He's not saying, "Here, I'm the guy to do this. This is all about me and my power and authority." No, he's saying, "This is about God." He mentions God over and over and over again throughout this request. He's constantly acknowledging the God who gave him the skills, put him in the right place at the right time to do this. Kind of like Esther, who we just studied. He was in the right place at the right time. He was put where he was for just such a time as this. So here's your question for today. I want you to read through the passage again and note or highlight every time you hear Nehemiah giving credit to God instead of himself. And then maybe think a little bit about how often you do that in your speech. Are you always pointing to yourself, or do you ever point to God? All right, well, that's your question for today. Have a great discussion with your discussion group, who I hope you're meeting with regularly. And if you're not, I hope you'll gather a group around you to regularly discuss our challenges. So have a good one. I'll see you tomorrow.